All right. Well, we're very happy to go to the phones right now and welcome in the European agent for Rudy Fernandez, Gerard Darnés. Good morning, Gerard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Gerard, first of all, you kind of it was your wishes to be on the show today and to make an appearance on talk radio. Can you tell us what your position is with Rudy and what exactly is going on with him?
First of all, yes, it was my wish, but it was not based on Rudy's situation. It was based after being in Portland some days because we came together with Rudy for the training camp. So after some days, I realized that that you can trust people, you can trust journalists, but there's a time that you have to step up and say something to make some statements really clear, you know. And the what it made me wish to be here today, it was a Jason Quick article in the Oregonian, which I bet that some of the Blazers fans think the same, but it's absolutely, let's say, to say in a soft way, not.
So what specifically?
I have to step up and say some things. The situation, if you want me to.
Yeah, what specific? What specifically that he wrote? Do you have a problem with?
From the beginning until the end, you know, Rudy made everything clear in the media day. He cannot say it again, and he cannot say it louder every day. Because the NBA already fined him, to say his sensations, his wishes, and it's very clear what he thinks and what he wish to be. That doesn't take that he's a professional, and that's why he's in Portland since day one. That's why he staff and the coaching staff has nothing to regret Rudy in the day-to-day basis of practices. He's been as professional as the first year, and that's it.
What did Jason write that was incorrect? I'm hearing this, and we know what you're saying, and we understand.
Everybody read it, you know, stop crying and play, making fun of using the Kleenex. Come on, I mean, nobody has the right to make fun or joke about a human being's wishes and desires.
Well, let me ask you this now, Gerard, and I want to go through the last 3 months with Rudy Fernandez. First, he asked to be traded. Then he gave a list of teams he wanted to be traded to. Then he came to training camp and he said, I no longer want to get traded. I want to go home. So you have to understand, that's a lot of different changes of mind. Who knows, in a month from now, is he going to say, well, no, I don't want to go home anymore? At what point do we understand what he really wants to do?
All this change that you just said, it's been in 4 months. In more than 4 months.
Okay. So that rationalizes, I mean, that justifies
it? Human being, professionals in any job change minds and change desires. He just wanted to play European basketball the way it is, and he felt like the dream in the NBA who could be played like that. He made mistake, so he just wanted to keep growing as a player.
All right, Gerard, now let me ask you this now. You're an agent. You represent players. Players sign contracts. What does it mean to you when a person signs a contract? You talked about being professional. Rudy signed a 2-year contract with 2 team options. It was fully guaranteed, meaning if the team got hurt, Rudy Fernandez was going to get paid whether he played or not. The team did this. Aren't contracts a two-way street?
Let me finish my whole statement, okay? And if you want to ask me something else, then when I finish, you jump into the second question. He signed a contract, but do you remember when he came here, he came winning less money than he was making in Europe? It's not about money, because if it's about money, he would stay here, wait for the second contract, and he would make much more money here then he would be making Europe.
Wait a minute. So, now, that's an incorrect statement, sir. Off the way he's played here, you think he's going to get a bigger contract in the NBA than he would get back in Spain?
Yeah, I do.
Nah, I don't believe that.
I'm an agent.
Do you want the Trailblazers?
Can you allow me to have an opinion?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So that's the point. Second statement. You cannot blame him to have the desire to be somewhere else. He has contract. You're right. And he's honoring the contract. He's here and playing and practicing, and nobody has said anything to him. He apologized to the staff. He apologized to the owner. He apologized to everybody, saying that if he said something wrong to hurt the team or the teammates, he apologized. He did. He just wanted to be somewhere else. And you cannot blame anything to a guy that has honor the contract to wish to be somewhere else. And he was absolutely honest. In the media day, even colleagues of you in the media say that maybe he was too honest. You know, you cannot blame it on him. So what I'm here for is to please, you cannot allow colleagues to make fun or joke about his wishes while he's honoring his contract.
All right, you know? And we're talking to Gerard Darnese, who is Rudy Fernandez, European agent. And Gerard, I have to ask you, you know, I mean, what do you want? Do you want the Blazers to just release his rights and let him go back to Europe? Is that what you're after?
No, I'm not asking that. Rudy's asking it.
Okay, Rudy's asking it. Not you, but Rudy wants that. What if Nick Batum walked in tomorrow and said, you know, I miss the view of the Eiffel Tower that I used to have in Paris. I would like to go back. If you were operating this team, would you let him go back too? Or what players get to go back and release their contract and which ones don't?
I would study the situation. I would try to get any kind of compensation. Somehow, some way.
How do you get compensation if the guy just wants to go back to Europe?
This is another thing that the NBA will have to think about it in the new collective bargaining. You know, the relationship between the NBA and the rest of the world. You know, the NBA and the union, in my opinion, has to find some new rules that would adjust the relationship between the NBA and the rest of the world.
But surely you understand, Gerard,
that the only place where basketball professional is playing in Europe, in the rest of the world, when somebody wants to leave a team or wants to get released, if at the end the team cannot convince him to stay, in many ways they get into an agreement and they get compensation.
But he came here of his own volition. He made the choice to come to America and sign a contract with the Portland Trailblazers. And I guess that's where people here have problems. You think every player in the NBA is pleased with where he's playing? They get drafted. They don't have any choice. You think some guys want to go to Minnesota and play? I mean, that's just their lot. I'm sure there's other players who probably wouldn't prefer to play in Portland if they had a choice. But this is it. You sign a contract in America, you live by the contract. I have a lease. If you want to represent me, I've got a lease on a car I'd like to get out of too, but they won't let me out of it. A contract's a contract, right?
Why can you compare a lease of a car with this?
It's a contract.
No.
It's a contract. I signed it, just like Rudy signed to play for the Trailblazers. Why is it different?
It's much, much, much different.
Why?
Because we're talking about job. We're talking about labor. We are not talking about a car. We're talking about
contracts,
professional work. We are not talking about car. Anyway, I think that this kind of comparisons makes the situation worse. This kind of comparison that you just did, it's not what we are talking about.
Well, yeah, I'm not really interested in making your job easier. That's not my concern. You have to understand, these fans here buy tickets to see Rudy play. They have his T-shirts on. They're wearing his T-shirts.
That's why he has been very respectful with the fans.
Right.
Thank them, and that's why he said in the media day also.
He loves
he loves this community.
Yeah,
He has been great in Portland. Borland has treated him so well. He thanks so much to the whole organization, the whole community. He said that the first thing he did in the media day. That doesn't take that he can express his wishes. He's not saying he didn't step out. He did not say, I don't want to practice. He stepped in there, practiced, play. He listened to the people cheer him since day one, and people woo him since day one.
Why didn't he just go to management and say that he wanted out of here? Why didn't he have you tell management? Why did he go public? Why did anybody in the public ever need to know this?
Because he needs to say it public, so
why?
People would understand his feelings, and because you would not believe, he go again, the agent asking for him to release, he go again. No, he needs to explain to his people, to his fans, what his feelings.
Gerard, what happened
with that risk?
Okay, what happened though from the time he wanted to be traded till the time he just wanted to go home? Why did that change?
Because his personal situations got worse. You know, I told you that this change of minds has been produced in 4 months. His personal situation, as the time was going by, it was getting worse. There's little things that I cannot say publicly. There are personal situations for Rudy that are getting worse during the months. So he would accept first to get traded because it was a basketball situation. It was something that he was feeling that he could not demonstrate all talent that he had inside. But at the end, his personal situation became worse, and that's why he wanted to go home. There's some things that I cannot say because are personal.
I understand that. I understand that.
At the time, month after month, the situation got worse. You know, of course, Portland gave a value to Rudy that I cannot blame him because he's so good. You know.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, Gerard. I mean, you know basketball. You've been around the game for years. What I mean, would you expect Portland to release a player who hits 5 of 6 from 3-point range, who goes out and makes great passes, gets rebounds, does all the things that Rudy Fernandez did last night? You expect Portland to just release him and not get anything for him?
You know, he played 2 years in a better expectations that a 24th pick in the draft gives usually. I'm not saying that he needs to get something back, but what is for sure is that Rudy wishes to go home. I would study the case and try to get compensation from some way, and that's it. You know, for sure there's a ways of compensating. You know, Blazers could go into a European tour or.
I don't understand what you're saying. Really, how would the Blazers? I mean, how you're saying monetarily compensate?
No,
I mean,
you can take that money, and it's not going to make
5 or 6 3-point range.
I just think that the franchise had to realize that Rudy understand Rudy's wishes, but
yeah. But you're not giving me a good reason for the franchise. I want you to give me a reason why the franchise should do this that would benefit the franchise. I understand how it would benefit Rudy. How would it benefit the Portland Trailblazers and their fans?
Human being situation. It's not a business. It's a game. This is a game. So it comes a time that you have to study the human being situation of him. That he did not say, I don't want to play no more in the Portland Trail Blazers. He's doing it. He just want to go home because he has some problems and he wants to go back home.
So you don't understand then why people would make fun of him and say, quit your crying.
Of course not.
Be a man when he just wants to go home.
They are not in his shoes. They are not in his shoes. That's why yesterday in the stadium in the Rose Garden, I was around people, and in a moment I was beside old man talking to another person. I understand that it was related to him. They were saying, Rudy's so stupid. Why he wants to go home? There's only 350 players in the NBA. In the best league and in this and that. He's so stupid. Why he wants to leave? And I say, sorry, gentlemen, I didn't say who I was. I said, you can say whatever you want. You can be all right you want, but he's not stupid. you cannot call him stupid because you don't know his reasons. You cannot say, quit crying and go play. No, because we are talking about human being feelings. So you are not in his shoes. You cannot say how different is being from Spain to be in Oregon or being from Texas and being in Oregon. You know, another colleague of you were saying, no, if I move from one state to another, come on, it's a different culture, it's a different language, it's a different way of living.
Hey, Gerard,
you cannot just say he's stupid or quit crying and you know, I just think that, you know, he's asking something. If the club would study and maybe the owner would accept it.
Hey, Gerard, I was going to ask you, what was Rudy's original source of frustration that he wanted out of town? What was the original source for why he wanted to leave Portland?
No, I don't want to get into the origin of it. It's a lot of little things that keep growing, and finally he wishes to be home.
Is it the offense?
Any human being.
Is it playing time?
No. He's fine with the coach. He's fine with the team. He's great with the teammates. He's fine.
And again, we're talking to Gerard Darnés, who is Rudy Fernández' European agent. Gerard, I guess then what you're telling me, it sounds like it's nothing here that's causing him to want to go home. It's something at home that's causing him to want to go home. Is that correct? Sort of a it's not you, it's me kind of thing? I mean,
It's a lot. It's a lot of little things. I told you, you know, of course there's something going on there that he wants to be there. There's friends. There's family. He's a very shy guy. You can tell that he's a special kid with a lot of talent and a lot of teammates love him. You know, and not only fans love him because he shoots well the three-pointer. The fans are much more intelligent than what we all think. And fans, when they saw Rudy since day one, they saw something special. You know, it's the way he cheers with the teammates, it's the way he connects with the fans without saying anything, without acting. People love him, and that's why he has feelings that he would like people to respect and mainly to let him have, you know.
Gerard, I'm really happy that you approached us. I'm happy that you decided to come on with us. I respect your point of view, and I appreciate your time, and hopefully meet you in person soon here in Portland, and thank you very much for coming on with us today.
Thanks, Gerard.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, there's Gerard Darnés.